Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Basketball season starts tomorrow. And for the University of Miami, that means women's basketball in action tomorrow. 1 o'clock game against Jacksonville at the Watsco Center. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, the University of Miami women's team will take on North Florida. The Hurricanes men's basketball team will tip things off on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Our game will be heard on Waxy 790. We'll be on the air at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon from the Watsco Center as the Hurricanes will take on North Florida. That is on Sunday. And joining us right now to talk about University of Miami men's basketball is Hurricanes head coach Jim Larrañaga. With University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga, Hurricanes basketball season gets underway on Sunday night at 6 o'clock at the Watsco Center against North Florida. Coach, first of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Joe. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All in one.
It's unusual that this year for Thanksgiving we're home. Normally we're at some basketball tournament going back and forth or playing in a basketball tournament. Not the case this year, but nonetheless excited to get the basketball season underway. What are your thoughts on your team this year as you look at them in practice? What do you think you're going to bring to the court on Sunday night?
Well, Joe, I was looking at my calendar this morning when I got up and I saw I'm in the Cayman Islands. Yeah. Because before COVID, we had scheduled an event in the Cayman Islands. We were supposed to play Monday, today, and tomorrow in the Caymans, and then come back and give the kids the Thanksgiving weekend off. So once COVID hit, the NCAA changed all the rules. We had to change our schedule. We had to reschedule the seven games that we had scheduled between November 10th and November 25th. We had to cancel a few of them and postpone them till next year. But now that the season is here, we open up on Sunday. Our first game tomorrow was postponed. We were supposed to play Stetson. That game now has been rescheduled for December 4th. We will open up on Sunday against North Florida. And hopefully we'll be able to play the game because North Florida opens up its season tomorrow. They play Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. I'm just hoping like crazy that they don't show up with COVID and give it to our guys.
This is going to be an unusual season. I guess you've already told your players you have to brace to be flexible and be ready to adjust no matter what this year.
Yeah, you sure do. You asked me about our team for this year, and when the season, we were preparing for this season, we were very, very optimistic because of the number of returning players. And the worst thing happened about a month ago. Sam Wardenberg, our most experienced front court player, who was our leading rebounder, leading shot blocker and best front court defender, tore a ligament in his foot, had to have a pin put in it, and he's out for the season. So there's been a real battle for his starting forward position by a number of guys. But if you look at our backcourt, Chris Lights, Cam Augusti, Isaiah Wong, Harlan Beverly, and Earl Timberlake, we feel like we've got a good combination of guards. They're very interchangeable, and they all can really score the ball. So I think from an offensive standpoint, those guards will give us some firepower. The problem is we're not very big, and our defense really suffers from our lack of size. That's why losing Sam Wardenburg was such an issue.
Chris Lykes, already a senior, how time flies, preseason All-ACC. What are some of the things that you're going to demand and expect from him this year?
Well, the first thing is we've talked to Chris about having to be a better leader. We want him to lead the group in a very positive way. Chris is one of those fiery guys. He's a little dynamo, and he's got a lot of emotion. We need him to channel that emotion in a positive way and get the other guys to follow him. Some of our guys are so emotional that they end up being frustrated and way too easily. Someone misses a shot or misses a defensive assignment. You can't get all bent out of shape. Everybody's going to make mistakes. We've got to keep the team together. And Chris and Cam Augusti, who are seniors, they really got to be the leaders, along with our two big fellas, Rodney Miller and Nasir Brooks. Those guys are both fifth-year seniors who can really, really contribute.
Where do you think Cam Augusti's game can improve? He was in double figures 21 times a year ago.
Yeah, I expect that will continue. We need him to become a better team defender. He works pretty hard to guard his own man, but he needs to recognize, you know, when he's the helper. Now, so many of our players are so glued to their men, and in practice, we talk to them all the time. You got to see the ball. You got to see your man. But you can't get so glued on your man, you don't see about what the other team is trying to execute. Because defense basically is about stopping the opponent, not just stopping your man.
Isaiah Wong started the final 13 games of the season last year. He put together some monster performances. For example, at Virginia Tech, 27 points and 14 rebounds. What do you expect out of him this season? Some of that has to plateau off, but I would imagine he still has a lot of room to grow.
Well, that's the area of the game that we've tried to bring Chris Lykes, Cam Augusti, Isaiah Wong, and Harlan Beverly, veterans, together. And let them know, if you guys share the ball, you can all succeed. But if guys just play individual basketball and we don't get the kind of assists, you know, we want to average 16 assists a game. If we're only getting 10 assists a game, that's not a sign that we're going to be real good offensively. It's too easy for these guys who are good one-on-one players just to play one-on-one instead of finding the open man better. Isaiah Wong is a very gifted one-on-one player, but he should be very good at finding the open man because he's so hard to guard. He often draws the help defense. And if he can find a Chris Lykes or a Cam Augusti on the perimeter for a wide open three, that would really help us.
You mentioned a couple of the freshmen. You have Matt Cross, also Earl Timberlake. Timberlake comes from DeMatha High School. Maybe some of our listeners are familiar with DeMatha, maybe not. But DeMatha, one of the great programs in the Washington, D.C. area. I think they've won this championship 41 times with Earl winning one last year.
Earl Timberlake is like our version of Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat. 6'5", 6'6", tough as nails, physically strong, multi-dimensional offensively and defensively. Earl can play the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. He can guard the 1, 2, 3, and 4. He's a very competitive guy. He is a driver-slasher scorer type guy. So very much like Jimmy Butler. But remember, I say that Earl's just a freshman. So he's still got a lot of things to learn. He really is a tough defensive player, but on his own, man. We got to get him where he can be a good team defender as well.
And then the other freshman you have in this class is Matt Cross. He went to Brewster Academy. He was also high school teammates with Anthony Walker. Our listeners might be interested. Brewster Academy is one of those basketball powers. Oh, by the way, Donovan Mitchell, who plays pretty well in the NBA, he was a graduate of Brewster Academy. So he comes from a very place where basketball is very, very important.
Yeah, Brewster Academy and Jason Smith, the coach, have done a great job of preparing their players for college. They always have at least a half a dozen or more Division I players, more than likely 8 or 10 guys. Matt Cross is now the replacement for Sam Wardenburg. Even though he's a freshman, he can shoot the three. He's strong physically. Like most freshmen, he's got to improve defensively. He's a nice rebounder, and he's a good guy to throw the ball to because he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's a good shooter, a good passer, and a guy that can get you an assist because if you throw it to him, he makes the shot at a high rate.
You have really just 4 games before you open up ACC play. What is your concern about 4 games and how much you can find out about your team before you go into the ACC? And I might mention that one of those 4 games is against Purdue out of the Big Ten.
Well, Joe, my main concern is about COVID-19, keeping our team healthy. Second is try to keep them injury-free because we've already lost some guys, and especially in the last couple of years, been very shorthanded and it's been very, very challenging. So we want to keep our guys healthy and playing well. We're going to face a number of different kinds of defenses early. A team like North Florida plays a 2-3 zone primarily. A team like Purdue plays man-to-man. A team like Stetson plays multiple defense. They play man, they play zone, they switch up the zone from a 1-3-1 to a 2-3. So we're going to face different kinds of defenses, and I think that will help us prepare for the different kinds of defenses we face in the ACC.
I know I'm jumping ahead here, but the Purdue ACC Big Ten Challenge, I believe the last time Miami played Purdue in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, it was your first year here. The game was at Purdue, but that's a nice attractive matchup for the University of Miami for the Big Ten Challenge.
Matt Painter and his staff do a great job. Purdue has been hugely successful. They beat us at Purdue 10 years ago, and hopefully we can return that favor when they come here. The ACC Big Ten Challenge has always been something we look forward to. Last year we had a tremendous game at Illinois. We shot the ball extremely well. We played really well. We got a 27-point lead at halftime, or at least 27-point lead sometime in the first half. And then they came roaring back in the second half, and it came down to the very last defensive possession. They had the ball. We were up 2, and Chris Likes drew a charge. So we end up winning the game and probably our best performance of the early season.
We have seen so far that because of coronavirus, it's a challenge here in college basketball. It looks like it's going to be that way. Are you forced to practice in any different manner to keep players separated, or do you have to be creative in how you practice and get ready for games?
Yeah, everything is based on the protocols that the university has set for us. Number one, the coaches wear masks 100% of the time. Our players wear masks whenever they're on campus and whenever they're in the gym, in the practice facility or the arena, except when they step onto the court to actually play. So everybody's in masks, then the players take their masks off when we start to practice. The arena is set up for social distancing. Our practice facility is set up for social distancing. Everybody's 8 to 10 feet apart. They all have their own chair. They all have their own area. They have their own drinks, and there's very little interaction except on the court when we're playing offense and defense.
The ACC did announce they're moving the ACC tournament this year back to Greensboro for this year. I imagine that has to do, obviously, with the virus. Maybe they can bubble up the ACC tournament, but that's going to go back to Greensboro. A lot of discussion about the NCAA tournament being held in one location, or in one state anyway, in Indianapolis or Indiana.
Joe, I have no idea what's going to happen in March. I listen to the news broadcasts, and sometimes it's terrifying to hear the experts, the doctors, the scientists predict what's next. And most recently, I heard during this Thanksgiving break, with all the students going home, with everybody traveling in airports, that this thing is going to spike again. And then at Christmas and New Year's, it's going to spike even a third or fourth time. So I'm wearing my mask, Joe. I know that. So is my wife. We're trying to stay safe. I hope you are too. I hope our fans are. I hope they social distance. It's nice to be able to enjoy family, but you don't want 2 weeks from now to be in the hospital struggling to breathe.
Yeah. This is a very, very important time. No question about that. Just a couple more quick things on your team before I let you go here. Should mention, I think it will be exciting. You talked about Nysir Brooks. He steps in. He was a guy that was very engaged, I thought, last year with your team, even though he wasn't eligible to play because it was a transfer.
Yeah, Nasir's got a lot of energy. He's very vocal. He was the defensive player of the year in the American Conference. We're hoping he can do the same for us. We expect he can. We need him to stay out of foul trouble. One of the differences is he came from a program that zoned a lot, and now he's in a program that plays man-to-man a lot. So he's had to make an adjustment. He's got to learn the basics of our defensive concepts. But so far, so good. I love his energy and his enthusiasm. So hopefully he'll have a great year.
And your first two opponents, North Florida and Stetson. North Florida has some transfers. Stetson has they have Brendan Serr on their coaching staff from his days with the Detroit Pistons, and a very experienced squad before you go up against Purdue.
Yeah, Brendan and I go back to the New York days when he was a high school coach. And when he was an assistant with the Detroit Pistons, I was the head coach of Bowling Green State University in Ohio. And I invited Brendan to come down and speak at my roundtable clinic, which we did every September. And he came down and talked all about the bad boys, Joe, and the kind of defense they played. I remember asking him in front of about 100 high school coaches, hey, Brendan, how is it that you guys can just elbow and punch and knock people down, and in the NBA that's not called a foul? Yeah. Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. I looked at their roster. I don't see Bill Laimbeer on there, so that's good.
Yeah. No, this is something the best laid plans. Joe, we planned on North Florida just busting down from Jacksonville. Instead, they're in Raleigh, North Carolina, flying in. It just drives me nuts trying to plan ahead to avoid the potential of spreading the virus. And we can only take care of ourselves, Joe. We can only do what we can do to prevent the spread. But if and when we play North Florida on Sunday, hopefully they don't have it and our guys don't get it.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll do the best we can. We'll be high above the court up in a suite looking down on you coaching, and very much looking forward to another year. Before we let you go, let me think now. This is, what, 10 years? Year number 10. Man, time flies for you, Coach.
Yeah, 10th anniversary, Joe, of us being together. I'm looking forward to another exciting year of ACC basketball. I hope our fans will tune in and watch us on TV. We don't have any fans at the game. The arena will be empty, but hopefully we'll have a large TV audience.
Well, you've done an incredible job making this program relevant. I know you'll guide the guys through this very difficult season the best way possible, safely, and you'll navigate it. And thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to Sunday night, and the best of luck.
Thanks, Joe.
University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac. Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol Williamson, are big, I mean big, University of Miami basketball fans. They like to attend the games. They like to sit right along the baseline. Hopefully here in the future, they'll be able to do that once again. But let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac, because they've been a part of this community for 52 years, and they have served this community with the same essence that represents the people who live here, because Williamson is Miami. And right now, you can experience everything that Williamson Cadillac has to offer with its award-winning lineup. You can make a statement in their unmistakable XT crossovers engineered to stand out. I'm driving the XT4. You can excite your senses in Williamson's CT sedan series dedicated to performance, or ride in the original icon, the Cadillac Escalade. All of Williamson's cars, they are dynamic, they have power, they have speed. You can find the perfect ride just for you. Visit their state-of-the-art facility. It is conveniently located at US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway, or view their entire lineup online at WilliamsonCadillac.com. Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.